Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
And joining me is Pat. Oh my goodness, here we are. You're probably wondering where, obviously we're present. We're kind of present, you know what I'm saying, last week. But what was going on was, as you were hearing, you know, some golden treasures, some things already made known, that we were working intensely.
Yes.
Intensely.
Very intensely.
And we're working intensely. That'd be great if it was done. We're working intensely to be able to bring you, and I know all the inundated emails that we're getting, I'm sure all the phone calls and all the things that are coming in, you just want to see Pat. You know, because you heard about everything about him, and sad to say, he finally changed his shirt. So he don't have a
Troopy shirt. What?
They're gonna, because we're gonna be on television.
Yes,
we're gonna be on WHBR in just a moment. Actually, next week, and so catch us on Channel 33 on the Gulf Coast. Over 1.4 million, approximately 1.4 million audience reach, all the way from Mississippi to Destin. And we just want to welcome all of our listeners to become also viewers and to share with your VCR blinking generation that you look at. So can you can just download the app. Well, I don't, I'm trying to be, we'll just go turn on the TV. And if they have to adjust the rabbit ears, then that means it's channel 33 in the Gulf Coast. But if it's some sort of cable, 33A or 33B, I know. Come, oh my goodness, it's digital. I know. My goodness, he's just gonna explain the
antenna,
digital broadcast
thing. I think it's like 13 on antenna, the rabbit ear thing.
Is it?
I think so. Isn't it, Chris?
30. It's 30. Boom! Right under the bus. And they took his mic away where he couldn't even answer. He said, "No, Patrick." Either way, you can go to WHBR.org and look at the schedule in your area, because your cable, whoever your cable provider is in Mississippi.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
that's a flashback.
You're the cable generation. You know what I'm saying?
It's been a while.
Sorry. It has been a while. It's been a really while. And so you can get it. So you're going to be able to see firsthand. And what they've been doing is working nonstop on bringing everything to HD. High definition, and that's one of the prerequisites to go on the new broadcasting networks across the nations, and we're excited about and honored to be a part. And the invitation by David Mayo and Ian Skelly to be a part of WHBR's daily, Monday through Friday at 2 p.m. Broadcast for a fresh word that day. I mean, you're going to be able to hear that day, you know, what we feel the Lord is saying and speaking, a fresh rhema word. Remember, God is our ever-present help in time of trouble, that he has a now word. He says, hear what the Spirit says to the churches. And listen, in the church, he's not saying, hear what the Spirit says to the building up the street. He's talking to you. You're the church. And if we'll hear him, I mean, he is so awesome. He is so awesome and so not only able to speak that he speaks, that he was able to lead all of Israel all the way out of the wilderness into a place of Goshen and provision, out of a place of Goshen and provision into a land called the Promised Land, and to communicate with his own voice, his expectations, his values to us, which would be the great 10 expectations of a great relationship with God, the 10 commandments. And he's communicating this to us. And if we operate by his voice, he speaks to us today. He says, abide with me today. I'm your ever-present help in time of trouble. Look up. And understanding that we need to hear now. So many things are going on. And we have a watchman, if you would. People that God, men and women who just, God has given the assignment, and people in their hearts just kind of feel like that's the person that God speaks to me through, I connect to, and this is what God says: when you choose a man to be your watchman, and so you have to decide, are you connected to where you're hearing from God? It's not like somebody puts themselves over you, because you'll shut yourself down to that. You have to say, God, Is this where you want me to relate? Mm-hmm. Is this where you want me to hear? And possibly, you know, and we're hearing from around the world and connected around the world that, you know, people are choosing VFN TV and the daily radio program. And you can do that on the WHBR audience Monday through Friday at 2 p.m. We'll be joining you and you'll be able to see us, sad to say, no, see us as we actually do the radio program. And you can catch the 24/7 program. 24/7 program all the time at VFNTV.com and all the different ways that we deliver to you in whatever way you need it. And by the way, if you have not yet signed up for The Torch, listen, when all else fails, I mean, life got so busy, you know, you had to handle all these things that happened. Realize The Torch, the light will still show up in your email. Mm-hmm. It'll show up if you sign up for it. And you can go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and you can... just fill out the little simple, I don't know, email or something. And you're going to get, at the end of the week, that whole week's program sliced up to where, you know, a home slice, listen. As one of Jared's friends going, says, what's up, home slice? Anyway, imagine the whole loaf of bread and what was served, the bread, the manna that was served that week was one loaf of bread. And then it's all sliced up. So you can say, you know, I got that, but I need this. And you can take that one slice. And it's all sliced up for you already with a nice picture that kind of represents input of videos and all the different things that you hear. But you get that by signing up for The Torch. The Torch will send you the highlights from the VFN radio program pulled from the VFN Torch. Mm-hmm. And you also can text 888-888-2212. What is the number? What is it? I always wait while Pat's pulling that number. But you actually can text to subscribe right there on your phone. 828-8X. Is it? Anyway, he's getting it right now. I can tell he's pulling it from his resources, hopefully. Okay, hold on a minute. I'm getting sign language here. Gotta do it slower than that. Okay.
I'm blanking out here.
Now his head. I can't see through his hair. Oh, there it goes. 228. Hold on a minute. He's right there. Okay. Slide over. There we go. 8. Say it with your lips.
It's 22828.
No. It couldn't be. Is it 22? Is it really? It's 228-28. Oh my goodness.
Where I pulled that from.
It really, it starts with a 2?
Yeah.
22828. I hope. Yeah. Text today, 22828. Text 22828.
Somebody's going to get it.
Text VFNTV.
Oh, yeah.
V Victor VFNTV, by the way. And what happens is, right there on your texting, you're instantly signed up for The Torch and you'll get it. And every single week, and I believe it's on once that week is finished, so you're looking at, you know, the eve of the dawn of Friday or the dawn of Saturdays, probably coming arriving. Mm-hmm. Either way, once the bread is cooked, it'll be fully cooked for the whole loaf. And so that's 22828. You can text right now, 22828. Or go to VFNTV.com in your upper right corner and register. Listen, this is a strategic time. You need to listen. Of all the times that you needed to listen, that we need to hear what God is saying, now is a real good time because I can hear the clack of railroad cars. I can hear the rustling of preparation of ghettos. Mm. I can hear the clanging of the fence of camps, and I can hear this in my spirit. And speaking of that, I want to be able to share with you, just tell you briefly what we're going to cover today, by God's grace, is, remember, I want to talk to you about the theater situation, but remind that first I want to talk about, we're going to talk about today, just so you know what you're going to be hearing. Mm-hmm. Ian.
This is for you.
We're going to talk about Zelensky, the Zelensky rule for radicals, and how it appears that it's shouting and screaming that the world, not just America, but the world is being organized for a radical move. It's like a rebellion is being prepared, you know, and from the very beginning of time, this is not new. Everybody's acting so shocked. It started in heaven with Satan, Lucifer, when he had rebelled against God, and it's been happening ever since. Understand this, that this book called Rules of Radicals is dedicated to Lucifer. The very front cover of it is dedicated to the one who started the first rebellion and got his own kingdom, by the way, they said.
All right.
or got his own way. So we're going to talk about that because the parallels of what's going on right now is amazing. In addition, we're going to hear from Gantz. We're going to hear from Marshall Gantz, mm-hmm. is an organizer, community organizer, and he's one has done some very significant good things in America. And in the context of that, he was actually part of our presidential mm-hmm. Campaign and helping to organize. And we're going to kind of just research, yes, we can, you know, where did that come from? And mm-hmm. And movements, you know, what is in regards to movement building, what does it look like? Because you can have good movements and you can have bad movements. I mean, everything's a movement. But the thing about it, is it a rebellious movement or mm-hmm. is it a godly movement? And right. It's so weird how
big difference.
It's real weird how those in rebellious movements say, this is God, you know?
All right.
It's like they're lying or something. You know what I'm saying? It's like the father of lies is leading it. It's like mm-hmm. Lucifer is leading with a spirit of rebellion. And we're also going to be talking about the chaos and the polarization as part of the technique of that. And so we have to understand that's okay, fine, okay, whatever. That's the world, whatever, you know. But for the church, we have to react. And so I'm going to try to attempt today to give you a biblical perspective of their rules, their tactics. So you can, because you don't want, the whole point of a satanic attack or tactic is to get mm-hmm. you to respond the way the bully wants you to respond. So right. you buy into it. The reason why somebody's provoking you is because they want you to be provoked. So the way that you actually win, by the way, just mm-hmm. a little early hint here, is right. don't be provoked.
Right.
And we're going to find out, what did Jesus do? You know, WWJD, you know, what did... And then you look at, wow, what did Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. do? I mean, what an example in the context of the Constitution. And hopefully get a chance to talk about the fishbowl. I know we haven't got a chance to talk about the fishbowl. Probably won't have a chance, but remind me tomorrow to talk about the fishbowl. So important, because if two fish start fighting in a fish aquarium and they're not paying attention to the aquarium they're in, it doesn't matter how it ends up, because if you break the aquarium, everybody spills out over the face of the earth. And we have to understand the Constitution are the walls. That's our where everything has to happen in the content of our Constitution within the context of our founding documents. If mm-hmm. not, then when the Constitution goes, then we all spill out, and it's like success of the adversary.
All right.
And that's what Dr. King did. Dr. King did an excellent job. So remind me to talk about, you got to hear, we're not going to probably get to that today, but you got to stay tuned to VFN Radio. Listen, these are now words. It's going to give you a perspective, because a lot of people have buried their head in the sand of denial because they didn't know what to do. And all they're hearing from whoever is, today's part 75 of Grace. And if you spell grace backwards, it's Esserkirk. You know, I mean, it's like, he's thinking about how you spell it. I mean, it's just like, how many times you say grace?
All right.
But I got news for you. It's grace to obey God, grace to empower you to walk in a place of obedience and mercy when you don't, but it's not grace to walk in sin.
Right.
And so, okay, if you already had 65 messages on grace, thank God for his grace. It is amazing. Okay, mm-hmm. let's just move on into, I don't know, obedience. How about that? How about abiding, you know? And so we're going to be talking about that. Also, we're going to be talking about this historical moment that's taking place and already took place with, and it's all kind of the same conversation, is why is our president shaking hands for the first time in since the 70s, you know, having this cordial conversation with the leader of Iran, which mm-hmm. is really led by the Ayatollah, right. you know, the supreme leader. What's going on here? And I know that his advisor is Valerie Jarrett, and she was born in Iran, and it's the place that the Green Party was there that mm-hmm. wrote a letter asking for us to help us with our spring.
Right.
And he just sat there, didn't do anything with it, and it's like, I don't know. We're just going to talk about it because we want to give a biblical perspective. We don't need to get all caught up in people's politics. We need to get up into the kingdom of God and find out how God wants us to react in our season, in our time. Because God wants all men to repent and come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. If we get all caught up in the things that are happening in the world outside of the kingdom of God, then we will end up possibly preaching about a kingdom that we ourselves will not possibly enter into. And then we're going to talk about, you know, the perspective of how the Prime Minister of Israel saying, listen, don't listen to these lies. This charm campaign coming out of, and it's like everything imagined. Satan is just like, hey, they're buying it. Let's just keep lying. Mm-hmm. And everybody's lying. So we're going to talk about that today. But first I want to talk to you about the clanging and the things that are going on. I'm sad to say because of the new operating system for iPhones and the suggestion of one that I'm not going to bring up, but I will look over to where he said, yeah, go ahead and download it.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
I don't want to say his name, but it starts with J-O-H-N. And I downloaded it, and ever since then, you know, it just kind of crashed. And it reminded me of what God told me about the future of technology and stuff. And here I'm just like, it's so good. It worked so good. And so in there, I had pictures. And this is the picture I had because we were going to go see the movie by Kirk Cameron, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's called Unstoppable.
Right.
I believe it was a different name on the marquee.
Yeah, that's what they told us anyway.
And so I'm going to the theater, and I told everybody, hey, let's go. Let's go, and I'm excited about it because it's talking about good and evil and why bad things happen to good people and explaining the root of the original lie to men that happened in the garden, which is obviously, I think it's pretty powerful because the enemy's fighting against what happened to him in the garden. And he's like, really? Mm-hmm. Oh, we thought it was the message on grace. Anyway, so in the context of that, so here it is. It's such and such night of last week, and we're all like, okay, let's stop kingdom work and go see a movie. It's like, you know, and of course, there's plenty of people calling, like, what time are you going to be there? It's like, Where am I going to be? It's like, oh, yeah, that's right. We're going to go to a movie. And so we get our tickets and whatever, and we're going down there, and it's storming. I mean, it's raining. It's not raining sideways. It's raining upwards. I mean, it is just like tidal waves of rain. We had slowed up, put my emergency flashers on, and I'm going to see Unstoppable. You know, I'm going to go see this movie. And so I called you up. Remember, I called you up and said, hey, have you left light?
No, I just sleep in and everything. You know?
Right. That was me.
Yeah. And it was just sheets. It was like sheets of rain just slapping over my truck window. And I'm like, my goodness. And so we finally get to the theater, and I drop Donna off. And so she's like 5 feet away from the place with my umbrella. Right. Somebody cleaned out my back of my truck.
Who would have done that?
I don't know. You know it wasn't
me. I know it wasn't you. Can't get your ass out front.
So I'm thinking about, you know, taking the other umbrella. And so I drop her off, and sheets of rain are coming down, and I'm looking around. I have never seen that truck so clean in all my life. It was so clean. I'm like, there is nothing in here, and I'm going to have to go in there, you know?
All right.
And so I'm digging around, and I find one of those Next Step Outback camping trip ponchos that's like in a little 2-inch by 2-inch package. It's a trash bag. Right, it's a trash with a hood on it.
Right.
We learned that, didn't we? How to camp in the rain. So I'm pulling this thing out, unfolding it with my glasses on, it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. I'm thinking, I hope it gets bigger than that. And I finally get it, and it's storming and it's pouring down rain. And I finally said, okay, let's put the trash bag on. And I put it on, and my brand new shoes. My brand new shoes. I'm in my brand, maybe the second time.
All right.
Second time I ever wore those guys. And leather, I guess. Mm-hmm. I don't know. You have to let me know. Anyway, so.
Leather.
He told me they were leather. And so I said, let's just go. And of course, from the knees down, I was sopping wet. And from the elbows down, I was wet because that hangs out the poncho. But it did a pretty good job. And I made it to the front porch, and I stood there, and I was walking around with my trash bag. I think, I'll just disregard this trash bag.
Right.
And all these people, obviously, you know, are coming in. Mm-hmm. And you can tell the ones who are the light that are coming in to come in there. And it was just beautiful. It was like, hey, Bob, Jim, so how you doing, you know?
Right.
And it was so slippery that they were coming in, and some of the women had those thin sandals on. Mm-hmm. And they would touch that linoleum with their sandals, it was wet, and they would slip. This one particular lady, she landed right on her back.
Oh, wow.
you know, I went over to her in my wet brand new shoes and I mm-hmm. got her by the arm and helped her pick her back. But she's literally on ice as I'm walking her back to a mat.
Mm-hmm.
And they were just coming in. So I'm standing at the front door going, watch your step. Be careful. That's slippery. Watch your step. Because there's no workers.
All right.
There's no workers. And I leaned over to the workers and I said, hey, people are slipping down, you know, and that's language for, you're going to lose this theater.
Right.
If somebody's going to fall, slip and fall, and they're going to be upset and hurt themselves, and there's going to be some sort of compensation plan going on here. And they didn't even move. I didn't say that. I just said, you know, most businesses go, oh my goodness, I need to take care of my customers. And mm-hmm. besides, I don't want to be liable for things. And nobody came. Nobody took tickets. All these people were coming in with tickets to come see this movie by Kirk Cameron that Facebook shut down and all that kind of stuff. And mm-hmm. the advertising for, and it was just weird.
Yeah, we'll start.
It was just so weird. And I'm thinking, my goodness, I didn't have to buy a ticket. I just got to go
walk on in.
And so I waited to the last person coming in because I was waiting for my son and some others to show up. And so when I came in, everybody was in the theater except for stragglers that were coming in. And so mm-hmm. I'm walking down this hallway where it has different doorways that you can go into these theaters, but it has marquees over each of the doorways, like the old-fashioned marquees you would have outside. Mm-hmm. It has over the doorways, and it has the name of the movie over the doorway.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm looking around, I'm thinking, like, where is this movie? I don't see Unstoppable was the name of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see Unstoppable anymore. So I actually asked one of the ladies that was working there. She was sweeping the floor over there. And she pointed at this theater, and I went and I looked at it, and I looked up at the marquee, and it said Prisoners.
All right.
It said Prisoners. It didn't say Unstoppable. It said Prisoners. And I said, okay, all right. So I'm kind of just, you know, because the place is packed out. It's packed out, man.
Mm-hmm.
It is packed out, like sold out, packed out.
Mm-hmm.
And so that theater room is. And I'm the last one coming in, pretty much. And also, so I see stragglers coming in, you know. They have a big old 55-gallon drum of popcorn in one hand and got a big old, you know, whatever drink, construction container of a Coke in the other hand, you know, and just kind of lollygagging down there, la-da-da-da-da-da. And they go, they said to the person that was cleaning the floor, says, you know, where is, because it's not, you can't see it, it's not up anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Where is Unstoppable? And they just would point. The help would just point to that particular theater, and these guys with their popcorn would go ah, and they go da 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 da, and they just kind of go on in the right.
Yeah,
they just kind of da 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 da, and I'm going like, and I'm just hearing like the clacking of trains and ghetto movement in regards to building the ghettos of, you know, the Christians and the Jews and the camps. I'm just hearing like, did we just walk into a place that says Prisoners? And then, so I'm thinking, well, obviously, and I'm mistaken. And just to let you know, I'm videoed this because I knew you wouldn't believe me. Mm-hmm. I pulled out my iPhone with the old operating system, and I videoed this because I'm just shocked. Because if you've been listening to VFN Radio, you know what God's been revealing to us.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't have to happen that way. We can repent. It doesn't happen that way. But if we don't, that's the future. And so then I'm thinking, well, they just aren't looking up. Mm-hmm. They're not looking up. They're mm-hmm. just thinking theater, and they're pointing. And besides, they're holding 5,000 gallons of popcorn. Their necks probably strained from the popcorn. And so I started taking the place of the employee there, and I stood in that hallway where they're walking down lollygagging with their popcorn and their mm-hmm. Coke. And they said, "Where's Unstoppable at?" And so I pointed right at the marquee. I said, "Right there, where it says Prisoners." Right under there, just go through that door up underneath where it says Prisoners. I was just checking to see if it would register to them. You know what they did? They went, la-di-la-la. They went up under there. I was like, okay. And I did it again and again and again.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, okay, all right, okay. And I have a fear of God on me at this point because it's mm-hmm. filled with perceived. I mean, I haven't said I'm a Christian. Nobody said they're Christians.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I'm thinking, so... Then I go down to this particular worker there, and they had at least, I don't know, three employees. And somebody was in the upper room. We don't know who that was.
Right.
And I talked to him. I said, can you change the name of the movie theater there that the movie's into Unstoppable. I mean, since it's the name of the movie,
right.
It's the name of the movie, you know, instead of, I don't know, instead of Prisoners. And he goes, no, we can't do that. And I'm thinking, okay, I'm trying to be calm because I know that they don't have a clue what perspective I'm coming from because their intentions are not, you know, just because somebody is doing something wrong doesn't mean they know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
But it also doesn't mean that they're not doing something evilly wrong.
Right.
So you have to pay attention to both of those things. And so then what happens is I said, have you talked to your manager? Does he have the ability to do that? Mm-hmm. And he said, that's no way for a Christian to act. And I said, did I tell you I was a Christian? Did I even bring that up? You know, and he says, well, I'm a Christian. I go, that's good. That's good. Where's your manager at?
Right.
You know? And so he takes me to the manager, and the manager looks shocked, you know, because he knows why I'm coming, because I'd mentioned it. And of course they're shocked because they probably never crossed their mind as much as it did the adversary's mind.
Mm-hmm.
And he looks at me and I said, you know, this, can you change the name of the marquee over the movie? It says Prisoners,
mm-hmm.
you know, and like, I don't know, like Unstoppable, the movie that we just paid for, and we packed the theater for, you know, I mean, and I didn't bring money up or nothing. I'm just thinking like, you know, and he said, well, I'll try, but I don't think it's going to be possible and that type of thing. And you're going to be really surprised. I got to tell you more about this when we get back from the break. You got to hear this. You're going to be shocked.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Are students compelled to do an assignment that goes against their beliefs? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
My second grade daughter was required to do yoga in her phys ed class, and I have requested a meeting with the teachers, but I wondered if you had some ideas on how I should best approach the subject with them.
Well, there's a couple of things you can do, and one of the things that I would suggest is you go right to the teacher and ask directly for your child to be opted out of a religious exercise in the public schools. You know, it's one thing to talk about a variety of different religious beliefs in the context of an educational setting. It's another thing to require a student to participate in a religious exercise, and compelling participation in that is not something that should be allowed, and we would suggest that in that case you go directly to the teacher, get a successful result. But let me also get you in touch with our lawyers here at the American Center for Law and Justice so we can get you some direct help on this.
Stay informed, get involved, and make a difference. Visit the American Center for Law and Justice at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
You know, when you're thinking about your relationship with the Lord, I mean, life gets hectic, you know. John, I mean, you think about it, you know, you got your work, you got your family, you got, you know, friends, you got, you know, just everything's pulling at you. You know, your nation's pulling at you, you know, you're just, it doesn't matter where, it just seems like everything just kind of pulls at you. And there needs to be some sort of epicenter of peace, you know, someplace that is a place that you can abide. You know, just I can get to my secret place. You know what I'm saying? And really, because, you know, being a believer, if you're listening right now and you're a believer, that wherever you are, you know, the kingdom of God is not a matter of relocation. It's a matter of revelation, and that you can realize that right where you are, God wants to meet with you and meet with him. Yeah, you need to probably get, you know, most people really want to abide with God, but they just need a simple plan. You know, everything's coming so quick. There's so much information hitting you. You can't find rest anywhere. But let me tell you something. You're going to need to find this rest, and you're going to need to abide under the Lord's wings of a secret place, because, you know, it's just going to increase. It's not going to decrease all the stress that's coming, because it's actually a strategy of the adversary to mess you up. But let me tell you something. God had this day in mind. You just need a simple plan, and you can go, as a matter of fact, John, you can go to iabide.org. We have that simple plan waiting for you right now. iabide.org. You know, you have iPhones and iPods, but go to iabide.org and read a little bit about abiding. If you want to request a simple plan, just request it there, and it'll come right immediately to you, a video and some information to be able to help you. You could start right away. and your abiding relationship with Jesus Christ. You've been trying to conquer some things in your life and some personal struggles. Let me tell you, that's why Jesus died. He died to be able to empower you to do that. But you can't do it on your own. You're going to need to be empowered by God. And that happens, like he told us in John 15. It happens when you abide with him. So go to iabide.org and find out that the Lord will empower you to walk this walk that he asked of you at iabide.org.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Joining me is Pat. We're talking about what happened as we went to go see the Unstoppable movie. And believe me, this was amazing what took place. And as all these people who came to see the movie Unstoppable, they're actually going into a theater called Prisoners, right?
Yep, I sure did.
And so I'm standing in the hallway, you know, as I said, and went through the whole process. And I went down to the manager, and I'm talking to the manager. And I said, is there possible for you? I'm just thinking it's just real simple. You just go type in a different thing on your little simple
control device.
Not, yeah, you just, you know, you just type in Unstoppable, right?
Mm-hmm.
And delete the word prisoner and the prisoners.
The one you put in 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, right. And so I'm not saying anything, you know, you could have had prisoners in there before us, but you know, anyway, so so when the guy told me, you know, he said, this is not a way for Christians to act. I'm thinking, okay, obviously then their mindset is Christians are going to come to this movie.
Mm-hmm.
So how they're all responding, not greeting anybody coming in, not taking the tickets, having prisoners over the marquee, they're well aware because I never told them I was a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just thinking they're not prisoners and it's actually the movie's Unstoppable and you're having to stand there and say, right there. Why not just put the name of the movie up?
Name on
the
line, yeah.
And besides, and so I talked to the manager and I'm talking to the manager and his name is Christian, I believe.
Wow.
I don't want to bring his name up, but I think it's Christian. And he, real nice young man.
Mm-hmm.
Nice young man. He looks at me and he says, is there any possible way, Chop, that you could change the title on the thing? And he says, well, we'll try. I mean, it was just like, what am I? I'm like, okay, all right, okay. Because you have to understand, we all paid to be there. This mm-hmm. is America. We're not... We weren't entering into some sort of concentration camp or nothing. We were just going to go.
Right.
And if we wanted to stand in the lobby and just stare at the wall, we could do that. We're like free, you know? It's like, herd over here, gather over here. It's just like, I need to think for a minute. This looks like a train going to concentration camp. Give me a moment.
Mm-hmm.
And so he says, I don't know if I could do that. And I said, well, can you go see if you could try? And he said, just apologize for the other employee because he's not good with customer service. I'm thinking, no, don't think he is. He's the one that didn't get the mats for the fallen ladies. And so then he goes back and he all of a sudden, as he's walking down the hallway to go supposedly fix this thing, he looks at me and he says, I'm offended by this. I'm thinking, why would you even say that? He goes, I'm offended because I'm a Christian. Uh-huh. And I go, you are? And he was offended by the accusation, I guess, or the scene. I didn't, you know, it wasn't an accusation. I was just saying, change it.
Yeah.
It'd be a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
And that he would actually put prisoner over the church, you know?
Right.
And I said, you are? I said, then you of all people should know you shouldn't put a banner like that over God's people. He's watching us.
Right.
And he looks at me and he goes, well, I'm a worship leader. I said, you are? You are a worship leader. Where? And he goes, silence. You know, I was like, silence. I'm not with me. I'm just like, I'm learning. I'm always learning, honestly.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm only learning.
All the time.
I'm just learning this stuff. So the manager of the blockade, the manager of this theater complex, with prisoners over the door, is a worship leader in that community there. Mm-hmm. Christian.
Right.
And
what he said?
That's what he said. And so seeing that he wasn't going to talk anymore about that, I didn't want to talk anymore because I probably felt uncomfortable when I was like, no. And so then he goes into this upper room. He's going to go change it, right? Mm-hmm. He says, I'm going to see what I can do. And I said, well, thanks. Of course, everybody else has already herded up in the train, headed to the ghetto there, right. Get into the camp. Right. No, and so we're actually, I'm waiting for him to come out of this room. And it says those projection rooms, I would guess, because he goes in and goes up or whatever. Mm-hmm. And he comes out after a while and he says, it can't be done. I'm like, oh, who's up there? You know, your mind starts going like to Aurora, Colorado, and right. Go into all these different crazy things going on, Tennis, Texas. And it's like, they're gathering us together. They're putting prisoners over the door, you know, and whoever's up there is looking down because the projection booth looks down on the people as they're mm-hmm. projecting it out. So whoever's up there and in that theater and owns that theater and around that theater don't like you. They don't want, they're not happy. They're tolerating you. Mm-hmm. They're not even taking your tickets or picking you off the floor when you slide down and not even changing the name to Unstoppable and leaving prisoners over the door. And he comes out and he says, no, this can't be done. I'm like, wow. And then what I'm talking about here, I'm, you know, and of course it doesn't matter how people see it. This is the authentic reason why. Fear of God was over me. Mm-hmm. I had a responsibility to people that I said, hey, why don't you come see Unstoppable? The sad thing about it, sir, they had to see it in your theater, mm-hmm. which by God's grace, I'll never enter again.
Right.
And so I'm thinking, I encouraged them to go see this thing. And they were seeing a great thing, a great, you know, work from Kirk Cameron about mm-hmm. good and evil and all that. But they were in the context of this prison, I guess, you know, they had the word prison. And so he comes out and he says, no, it can't be done. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, really? It just can't be changed. I said, well, and I paused for a moment. I said, because I wasn't going to walk under that sign.
Right.
You know, I mean, if you only knew, I mean, we can't tell you everything God's saying because you would just be that much more unbelieving of us. So we'll just kind of hint to you, it's not good if we don't repent.
That's right.
And so, and we know that we're marching to the flames now, like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, but there's the chance we'll repent. There's the chance that the fire won't burn that we can turn, but on the, let history be written of us that we did not stay silent. Anyway, so I said, because this always works. I mean, if anybody knows this, I said, well, you got some duct tape? Right?
Yeah.
I'm thinking, yeah, just put some duct tape because it was only, you know, a duct tape could have covered that thing.
Yeah, right.
And they look at me like, I said, that'll work. Get some duct tape. And he goes, yeah, I got some duct tape. I said, well, that's cool. That's fine. You know, that's fine. And they're probably shocked. But they were shocked when Jesus came around. What they say about Jesus said, who is this that speaks with such authority? Mm. You know why? Because everybody else would just kind of bow down to whatever the devil was saying and mm-hmm. threw people over folks. I'm just like, right now I'm thinking, I mean, Aurora's roaring in my heart. You know, you're obviously whatever's controlling you doesn't like these folks, you don't think well of them. Mm-hmm. You don't understand that what Saul didn't understand, that you're actually doing this to the body of Christ. You're doing this to Jesus. Because whatever you've done to the least of these of mine, you've done to me. And listen to me, son. When you put Jesus under that banner, prisoners, that's what you did to Jesus. Mm. He said, whatever you've done to the least, you corralled every one of parts of Jesus and you put them in a room with somebody that you went and talked to upstairs looking down over Jesus. And you're so deceived, you have no idea that unless you repent and you stand, you're going to stand before the throne of God and you're going to say, listen, when I was in a theater, when I was in a theater, remember he says, when I was thirsty, give me something to drink. When I was hungry, give me some food. He's going to tell you this. When I came into a theater to watch the original intent of the nation and when the fall of man and to be able to encourage myself, you put a banner over me that said prisoners. You didn't greet me at the door, and you let me fall and slip all over the place. And you let me sit in that theater like herded sheep while somebody in that upper room of that theater was looking down telling you, don't do it. And you call yourself a Christian and a worship leader. Listen, we all make mistakes, but just I'm telling you for your own help and your own projected nice future, you want to be a sheep and not a goat.
Right.
And if you were call yourself a leader, you just led God's people. And I can understand because they did have a movie there. It was called Prisoners. And that was why it was there. But then Unstoppable came, so that means you remove the name Prisoners, and then you put Unstoppable up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, show a little effort. So they did. They put a. So the guy that told me originally that that's not too Christian like, and I'm really feeling uncomfortable with it because I know how most people are going to take somebody who's speaking, bold, you know, confidently, not really bold, just confidently about. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm sorry, I have a fear. I have a fear, and we pray every single day, almost, but at least every week. About God, you know, I want to fear the Lord in my heart because the fear of the Lord keeps you from doing a lot of things, you know.
Amen.
And the fear of God, I could not walk under that word prisoner. And so, and that's the reason why, if you're listening, it's the fear of God because mm-hmm. God's eyes are looking to and fro. And so they came out and put a piece of paper, the one that said, are you a Christian? You know, I said, he's not only for Christians to act, whatever. And I said, mm-hmm. did I tell you I was a Christian?
Right.
And he got a ladder, and he was like, oh, it was so tough. And if you're listening, I know it was tough for you. It was not about you at all. Please don't take it personal. It was about the fear of God that we couldn't walk under that and know the church was in there.
Mm-hmm.
As you said, you're said that these guys are Christians. So you knew that that's what you were doing. So when you covered that up,
mm-hmm.
that was a good thing, even though it was tough for you.
Right.
And then we got to tell you what happened next. It is amazing what happened next after this break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
You know, if you're out there and you're listening and you know, you find that life is empty and you're doing everything that you're supposed to be doing. You know, you're working a good job. You went to school. You're married. You have a family. You have children. And you know what? Things still don't seem to quite satisfy. And it still seems like, you know, there's a big hole in your heart. I want to encourage you. There is hope today. You know, there is a hope through a relationship with God through his son, Jesus Christ. And you can meet him at Meet My Father. You know, the world is hungry. And I can tell you, I was in the same place. I can relate. You know, I went to school, I did all the right things that you're supposed to do, but yet deep down in my heart, I still had such a huge hole and no amount of everything the world had to offer me. And I did it all, was never satisfying. And still, at the end of the day, I still was missing my relationship with God. You know, if that's you, let me tell you, you can meet him. You can go to meetmyfather.org and you can meet my father and you can begin this journey of understanding and knowing him personally. Meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet him.
That's right. We have another way how you can stay connected with VFN Radio. It's called the Torch Newsletter. Every week, the Torch Newsletter goes out, and in the newsletter, you're going to get the best of the best of VFN Radio for that week. You're also going to get all the VFN Radio highlights emailed directly into your inbox. So whether you want to listen on your phone, whether you get your emails on your tablet, or whether you get it on your home PC, you will have access to that week's VFN Radio highlights. Go to VFNTV.com and select newsletter sign up, or text VFNTV at 22828. Again, text VFNTV at 22828 and type in your email address. Sign up for the Torch Newsletter now.
VFN Dream Center. You think about it. There was a day that God gave Joseph a dream, and he began to share it. And, of course, et cetera, abuse and things that were going on. But understand this. There came a day when suddenly he began to speak, and the dream came to pass. And I just want to encourage you right now. I want to welcome you to the dream. I want to welcome you to the VFN Dream Center because the Lord is setting up cities. He's setting up hubs, apostolic hubs. He's setting up church is not going to even be recognized in the future where we're going because we're about to be the church of the Bible under the God of the Bible, under the direction of our Lord Jesus Christ. And if you want to be a part of what God is doing in the earth to rise up, to bless what presently is, but let go of that to be able to move into what God is going to do, to dive into what God and be a part of it, maybe the VFN Dream Center is for you. Maybe the VFN Dream Center for you. You can find out more at vinefellowshipnetwork.org. You can join us on the Emerald Coast if you're local, or you can join us online and be one of our virtual members that join us on VFN TV by going to VineFellowshipNetwork.org every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. or approximately live on VFN Radio. Find out more at VineFellowshipNetwork.org.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Joining me is Pat. We're continuing to talk about the Unstoppable movie. It was just amazing, and it just prophetic to us about the things God is saying, what is it going to look like. And so this guy, like I said, is taping up the duct tape over the piece of paper, very cheesily done, over the word prisoners, so that banner's not over the church, which is kind of exciting because it's kind of prophetic what we're doing. We're trying to keep prisoner from being over you, the church.
Right.
You know, he came to set the prisoner free, by the way. And so while he's there, a lady comes out and she looks at us, and we're just standing there. And the reason why we're standing there is a fear of God. What do you do? We're just kind of waiting. Our spirit, you know, our flesh counts for nothing. Our spirit's just going, something ain't right here.
Right.
You know, and so she comes out and she says to the young man who's climbing up the ladder to be able to duct tape prisoners. And I didn't have him write the word unstoppable.
No.
Just write, Jesus is Lord, and I'm out of here. No, the, and so she comes out and she looks at the young man. She says, what do you need these people to do? As if Americans just couldn't just stand there. You know what I'm saying? You could just, by the way, you can stand anywhere. You right now during the First Amendment, you can just stand anywhere. And so there's nothing wrong with you standing there. And so we're just standing there and she said, what do you need these people to do? And he says, they need to go in the theater. And she says, y'all going in there, y'all going in the theater. I'm like, all I could think about was the trains and the Jews and how people probably acted because they're thinking this could not be, this could not be bad. Because they just, everybody followed orders all the way to the concentration camps and all the way to the ovens and to the showers. They followed orders all the way there because it just, you know, we underestimate the evil and think about it. It's about good and evil. The movie was about how evil Satan is.
Right.
And that's how evil. And so, she comes out. You know, I guess according to the man that works there, she's a Christian. And she's saying, you know, y'all get on in there. And I kind of looked at her and thought, okay, wow. I'm thinking in my head, just like, I'm just learning. I'm just learning how what it was like. And I just could sense because we, you know, God took us through learning his perspective of Israel, trying to get his perspective and you know, the whole journey of what happened to the Jews and why they're still trying to do that to the Jews today. But guess what? They're trying to do it to the church, if you don't know that or not, as well. You know, first the Saturday people, then the Sunday people. And they really hate the Sunday people. They hate the Saturday people because they feel that the root of Christianity came from Judaism. You know, we'll hear that. Hopefully we get a chance to talk about that today. I know we've got so much going on. We got to hear this, though, because this is what's going to be like if we don't wake up. And so finally he tapes it up and I think, okay, I'm going to walk in there because I got some folks in there that, you know, and so you go in there. Well, they first came out while we're talking. They said it all shut down because they were doing like a live feed.
Right.
It's all shut down. And they're in the dark. They have prisoners over the doorway.
Right.
Nobody's running out of the theater or nothing. You can't say nothing because there's a lot of laws that says you can't say nothing in a crowded theater, right? Yeah, by the way, just so you know that, if you feel like God's unctioning, you just kind of tap somebody on the arm and say, excuse me, there's a terrorist in the theater. Could you mind stepping out, please, just for a moment? But if you yell terrorist, they'll probably put you in jail or something. And that was not what was going on. That was just a roar. And so so I find I go in there and sit with the folks that I invited. They had me a seat on the front row.
As soon as you walk in.
It's like, hello, here I am, man. And all of a sudden, the things started fading back in and out again. All of a sudden, it just went out. And these are like, you know, all of us, you know, all the different variances of us that's in there at the church. Because you had people who were just casual, and you had others who were in, you know, full thick dresses with yarmulkes on, but they aren't Jews. They had their hair in a bun wrapped up with their head covered. The women, you know, it's all the different ways that they feel like they want to worship God through Jesus Christ. And then everything shuts down. Boom! And it's it's like theaters, I guess they're designed for to absorb sound. So yeah. You couldn't, it was just. And we have all this eeriness. We know prisoners out there. We know the enemies are watching over us who don't like us from the upper room up there.
Mm-hmm.
All the things that have been happening, all the narrative that's coming out of Washington, D.C., and coming from the Middle East, and what's happening in Boston, and what's happening all over the world, and all these things are rushing in. And the hatred towards God's people is just coming. And all of a sudden, in the darkness of night, in the midst of a theater near you, Christians gather together in a dark room, blind as the day and the night, right. Start singing, Amazing Grace. I'm thinking, we're going to die. We're going to die. Oh, my goodness. We're singing this on a train. You know, I'm thinking, oh, my goodness. You know, and I looked at the folks that I was actually inviting people there. That some knew the Lord and some didn't because I wanted to introduce them. It looks like just Christians go to Christian movies, I guess. I don't know.
Right.
And so I'm like trying to, like, we need to kind of just slide. You know, we need to go. We got to go.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, we, you know, walked out of there and had ice cream. It was the eeriest feeling. And then he did. And the manager came out very politely, by the way, to me and said, is there anything else I could do for you? And I thanked him. I said, no, I appreciate what you did. And just going to get out of this weird place. I just want to slide out right now. But mm-hmm. He was very nice. He came back and he said that. And I think he even apologized for any inconvenience or anything like that. And but I'm just thinking, that's what it's going to be like.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's going to be like. Wow. And that was like a dress rehearsal. You have to understand that... It's a battle between good and evil. It's a battle between the dark and light. It's a battle between God and Satan. People describe it in many different ways. We have to understand, if you're for God, Satan hates you. If you are a Christian or a Jew, Satan hates you.
Yeah.
If you are a human being, Satan hates you. Mm-hmm. Because you're creating the image and the likeness of God. But if you're serving him, he'll use you to be a hater of your very own brothers and sisters,
right?
You know, that are creating the human race. And so understand, we were walking in, and I had video of this. I videoed them walking in and being pointed to a theater with popcorn and just celebrating and didn't even look up. Then I pointed and said to others right there where it says prison. And then I went to the manager and found out not only was his name a Christian, but he says, I am a Christian. I'm offended that you would think I would do that.
Mm.
And I'm trying to be as polite,
mm-hmm.
but I'm not confusing.
No.
And you know, I was like, what part of you need to remove that? Do you not really understand, sir?
Right? Right.
You know, and of course, most people just, this is the mindset of Christianity in America right now. Just do what we tell you. You know, that's not Christian of you to speak truth.
Mm-hmm.
You don't, we tell you how things are and you say nothing. You don't say anything, but that's not, I know 81% don't read their Bibles and the 19% that do, only 3% of them actually apply to their life, which 97% don't understand this. But let me tell you this, Jesus confronted everything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not talking about in the flesh. He just, what he, and this is his confrontation was, they said a lie and he would just say the truth.
Mm-hmm.
He wouldn't say it in a mean way. He would even love them while he was saying the truth. But since it was such a confrontation to their darkness, they would be so offended by it. I mean, Jesus would do things like heal people, forgive people, set people free. Mm-hmm. He would say, you're not prisoners anymore. And they would say, they would felt like so put out because of that. I mean, one man had a messed up hand and Jesus said in the gathering of, quote, supposedly God's people, you know, stretch out your hand, you know, so it can get fixed and stuff. And so, and God healed his hand.
Mm-hmm.
He happened to do it around a bunch of religious folks. And they considered that Jesus was hating on them. So their response to Jesus healing this man was like, okay, let's kill him.
Right.
So you're never going to make people who are in bondage or in darkness happy But let me tell you something. If you try to make them happy, if you try to make darkness happy, you're making light himself unhappy. And Jesus said this. This is where God says this. To be friendship with the world is to be an enemy of his. It's not that we don't love folks. We love them. We love them enough to tell them the truth. And the fear of God compels me to say, sir, don't put a banner over God's, over Jesus, whatever you've done to the least of these, money done to me, that says prisoner.
Right.
He's not a prisoner. He's not even on the cross anymore. He is sitting at the right hand of God, the creator of the universe, and everything is being placed under his feet. He is Lord. He is King of kings and Lord of lords, and there's none beside him. And he's worthy of all praise and all glory. And there should be a fear of God to fall upon this nation again. Worship leaders too. I mean, fear of God. Dude, if you're leading worship, you're actually leading people. That's what Lucifer was leading in heaven.
Right.
But it didn't keep him from getting into rebellion and being cast, and he's going to end up, it's not going to be good. We need to repent and turn back to God. Ever how we treat God's people is how we treat God. Ever what do we do to the least of these of his is how we treat him. When you were helping that lady off the floor, sir, that slipped down, that was a Christian, that was coming to see that movie, you were helping Jesus up. Mm-hmm. Sir, when you stood there and did nothing, why Jesus fell and hit that floor and didn't even get a mat, that's what you didn't do for Jesus.
Well, we're coming to the end of the first hour. We had such a wonderful time. Don't forget to catch us in the extra hour beginning in just a moment. For those that are leaving us, you can catch us at VFNTV.com or catch the second half, the extra hour, on your mobile device, your iPhone, your Android, and all those wonderful places at VFNTV.com. You're listening to VFN Radio. For those who are sticking with us, we'll see you on the other side.
Goodness. John, have you been listening to the daily VFN radio program?
You know I have.
Oh, man. Such good content. Hey, are you on Facebook?
Of course.
Wow. You've got to check out the VFN TV page on Facebook.com. And if you haven't, you check it out. You can go on Facebook.com/VFN TV. You know, when you're listening to the radio program and you're listening to a segment that's just, you know, speaking to you, and you know that, you know, there's friends that's really going to encourage them, you can click share. And those friends who are all your friends who you're connected with on Facebook, they'll immediately get what you share.
Wow, that's awesome. It's a great way to continue to spread the word, huh? Spread.
Absolutely. Yeah. Check it out. Facebook.com/VFN TV.
Well, you know, I do want to say this morning, to encourage you that VFN TV 3.0 app has arrived. We have all the new arrangements and conditions, and I know you already like it. It's got the, when you turn on your or open your VFN TV 3.0 app, you're going to have the recent broadcast will come right up. Anything that's happened on VFN TV, VFN Radio recently, right then. So you don't have to look for anything. I mean, what just happened will be right there in front of you. And then at the top, you have recent in the menu, but you also have series.
Mm-hmm.
And series, you just touch it and it carries you over to the different series, like the highlights, mm-hmm. which also original intent and
right.
Wisdom moments and
prophetic words.
Mm-hmm. And those are series that it has right there. And then you have alphabetized next to it, which helps you if you're just looking for something. Hey, I remember that thing about the prodigal, and you could just choose alphabetized. But then at the bottom, you can choose live. Like a lot of you listen right now live, and that's available for you. You got to check it out. You know, if you haven't yet downloaded the VFN TV app or seen your upgrade yet, go to your iTunes store, go to your Google Play store, and type in VFN TV. It's V Victor FN TV, and it, you download the VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program app, and it's free. It's there for you to be able to encourage you. You're going to need an encouraging voice. You're going to need words of wisdom. We need to build our relationship now so we're understanding each other, and we can trust each other and realize that we're in this for the right reason, capital R, Jesus Christ, and for the advancement of the king, as his kingdom, and the safety of his people.